This is Julian Marshall with News Hour live from the BBC in London. The auction house Christie's has said it won't go ahead with plans to sell more jewels from the estate of the wife of a German billionaire, Helmut Horten, who made his fortune during the Nazi era. Part of Heidi Horten's jewellery collection was auctioned by Christie's in May, despite protests from Jewish groups. The sale raised more than $200 million. But the expected second sale of more items from the collection, Christie now says, is not going ahead. In announcing its change of position, Christie's said the sales had provoked intense scrutiny and reaction to them had deeply affected the auction house and many others. This is how Christie's themselves described one of the star items back in May's first auction.
Hi, my name is Max Fawcett and I am the head of the jewellery department in Geneva. And today I would like to show you this exceptional natural pearl necklace by Harry Winston. What is unique about this necklace? We have a 10 carat pink diamond. Pink diamonds are extremely rare, and to have such a fine quality pearl necklace with a light pink diamond as the clasp is something that we have never seen before. This really is the Mona Lisa of pearl necklaces.
Mona Lisa, no less, of pearl necklaces, and it was sold in May's auction for over $7 million. Well, Stephen Lieberman is a US attorney who created a group to oppose the first auction in May. He told me first how Helmut Horten acquired his fortune.
Helmut Horten was an Austrian businessman who died a billionaire, and his fortune was based in large part on businesses that he bought during the Aryanization process in Germany and Austria in 1936, 37, and 38. And what that process was that Jewish business owners were required by law to sell their businesses. And Helmut Horten and others like him went to Jewish business owners and made offers, deeply, deeply discounted offers, 10%, 20% of the value of businesses. And if people said that the prices weren't fair or they didn't want to sell, Horten said, fine, we'll use our Gestapo connections and the Gestapo will be at your front door tomorrow and you and your family will be taken off to the camps. So, of course, using that process, they got very, very good prices. And it was off the backs of those deeply discounted businesses, stolen businesses, that Helmut Horten made his fortune.
And with those ill-gotten gains, he acquired a lot of jewelry.
Well, not Horten himself. Horten, after the war, married Heidi Horten, or Heidi, who became Heidi Horten. And Heidi Horten began to acquire a fabulously expensive collection of jewelry using Helmut Horten's money, using the fortune that he had made from the businesses stolen from Austrian and from German Jews.
I mean, although they were ill-gotten gains, that jewellery was legally purchased, was it?
The jewellery was legally purchased, but it was blood jewellery. It was purchased with money that had been stolen from Jews, who ultimately, most of whom, were sent off to death camps and killed, murdered by the Nazis.
And that is why you and Jewish groups objected to the first sale by Christie's in May.
That's right. I mean, when you hear the name Christie's, you think a reputable organization that cares about its name. But when these issues were brought to Christie's attention, they didn't do anything to stop the auction. They simply said the jewelry was legally purchased. The jewelry itself was not stolen from Jews by the Nazis. They weren't going to halt the auction. They didn't think about the moral issues that were involved. And frankly, I don't think they thought about the legal issues, because the jewelry is property that was purchased with money that was made from stealing businesses from Jews, many of whom were murdered. And there may well be claims on that jewelry, claims by the descendants of people who were forced to sell their businesses to Helmut Horten.
Christie's said that the more than $200 million raised by that first sale would go to philanthropic causes. Has it, do you know?
Well, these were philanthropic causes chosen by Heidi Horten. They were not philanthropic causes designed to reimburse the people from whom the businesses were stolen. They were not Holocaust or Shoah organizations. And frankly, although faced with a very, very bad publicity, Christie said that some of the money would be donated to Holocaust organizations. That was, I think, quite rightly viewed by Jewish groups as a bribe to shut these groups up. You know, money going to the charity of Heidi Horton's Choice, that doesn't do anything to make these sales any less immoral, any less unethical, or any less illegal.
Nonetheless, you must be satisfied that Christie's has called off its plans to sell more jewels from the estate of Heidi Horton.
We are very pleased. And we ask Christie's to go a step further and to make a public commitment that in the future they will not sell any more jewelry from this collection and they will not auction off similar property. I mean, this is blood jewelry. It would be as if you had somebody who had engaged in, you know, in the trafficking of children and use the money from the trafficking of children to buy artworks, which then Christie put up for sale. A reputable auction house shouldn't do that, and we call on Christie's to state that it will not engage in such despicable behavior in the future.
U.S. Attorney Stephen Lieberman. And